Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Mini Podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. I'm Michelle Malloy Dillon, and I'm here with my colleague, Janice Cunning.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Janice. So today we're going to talk about some ways to make great meetings.
Yes.
Or have a great meeting. Like, there's a lot of meetings that, let's face it, we've all attended in our work life that just stink.
Yes.
That's a nice word for it.
We're going to link to our tip sheet, which is actually called 5 Ways to Run a Meeting That Doesn't Suck.
I was trying to be polite.
Which is how a lot of people, as you said. So, Michelle, what makes a meeting stinky for you?
What makes a meeting stinky for me is not knowing why we're having a meeting, like what we're going to talk about. And why we're coming together. So having that unclarity at the beginning is like, why should I show up?
Right, right. So for you, what would be the antidote to that? What would you want?
Yeah, just an outline of the agenda or something, you know, the topics that we're going to discuss in the meeting is really helpful.
Yeah. So you want to know like, yeah, what are we going to talk about? Do I need to be prepared? Like, why am I invited? I think that's often a big thing.
Yeah, why,
people,
yeah.
Like, why am I going to? Why me?
Right. Why me? Yes. Are these things that I'm involved in or not?
Yes. I would say I'm thinking of a very specific experience of a past board that I sat on, which was great, but I'd had a short period of time where I think we had some sucky meetings, I will be honest. And a couple things drive me crazy is when we would decide something, it wasn't really fully like we've decided we're moving forward. Let's close the door and move on. Not that we couldn't go back and learn from it, but what would happen is often at the next meeting, we would have the same conversation as if we had not decided.
Right.
And still we're trying to decide. So that drives me crazy. And the other thing is I just don't like going to meetings where there's not any like fun. I mean, I think it's like, come on, we're together. Let's have a little chit chat. Let's laugh a little bit. You know, I know not everybody wants that, but to me, that is an important component of feeling like I'm part of a team. And, you know, I think when you have meetings that have a little bit more lightheartedness and a sense of connection, it builds trust. And then when things are tricky at work, you know, and you're overwhelmed, like to me, it creates more of a sense of cohesion that I know that I can count on people. So I want both like clear decision making and getting stuff done while also having a lighthearted fun.
Yeah. And a balance between the two. That's where my brain goes. Like, if we're all just enjoying each other, that gets me back to why am I in this meeting? I've got other things to do. Like, you know, if we're just socializing, then that would drive me insane. And if we jump so quickly into the agenda without, I mean, literally like a 2 to 3 minute, like, hey, how you doing? How was your weekend? You know, whatever. That also feels very impersonal.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm reminded, Michelle, of our mini podcast that we did on a new model for healthy conflict, where one of the things we talked about was we were having these meetings, you and me, about our LinkedIn engagement. And it were too long, too often, and kind of unclear to you why you should be there. And then we ended up still deciding to meet, but like in a very, very different way. Right. So that's a perfect example of that was a meeting for you that sucked.
Yeah, that was a meeting for me that sucked. And every time we had that, I had that on my calendar. I thought, oh, God. I mean, I love talking to you, Janice, but it was like, really? Do we have to talk about that?
And hopefully now we've had a few months where we've been doing it in the new way. And I think
and it's working. Yeah. So we're doing it in less time and not as frequently. Yeah.
So the tip sheet that we'll link to has 5 ideas. But I think the most important thing is really for your team to discuss these. Like, this is meant to be a jumping off point, right? You might not do it in exactly the way that we lay out the tip sheet. The important thing is it gives you things to think about that you can decide together, like, what is it that your team uniquely needs?
And one of the ways that we talk in the tip sheet to really fix the problem you're talking about, Janice, where you were uncertain as to who's doing what and, you know, if anything's even accomplished between board meetings, right? Is one good tip is to have a scribe, somebody in the meeting who's going to take some notes about what is being done and who's sort of taking responsibility for various items on there that need to get done. And then to share that, share those notes with everyone who attended the meeting. So everyone's got a record of what they're accountable for to show up with at the next meeting. So that's one tip. So that creates that clarity.
Yeah. And I think a scribe is, I mean, they're so important because they can be the one, you know, if you have somebody scribing, they're going to make sure there's an agenda, you know, and they're going to make sure that decisions like are captured, was what I was talking about, where it's like, you know, we did actually make a decision. I mean, especially in a board meeting, you know, because there should be a motion. So it really should be clear that a decision has been made and this is the action we're going to take. And then, like you're saying, they also play a role in capturing accountability, right? Like who's going to do what, the deadline, the next steps, and then, you know, sending that out to the team so everybody knows. And then at the next meeting, you know, to start with that, right? To start with those sense of accountability. And I think a lot of times, Michelle, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm coaching, I notice leaders kind of assume that they have to play that role and they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You could even have somebody different could scribe every meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I think in a lot of ways, like it's a way to grow your team, you know, because then they have more responsibility. They play a more active role in the meeting and they're more engaged. And then also, you know, it's like people take more responsibility and they may bring forward again, like more ideas of how they would want the meeting to be. If you're actually saying like this meeting, the November meeting, it's yours, you know, you own it. And so I think that's really important. So yeah, so we're going to leave you with that as a call to action. Like if you want something to try and you're not having a scribe, or if you as the leader are always the scribe, and we encourage you to, you know, get one or rotate and see what happens. Yes.
See what happens.
This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice. Yeah.